tuning into the show this morning, and my guest is Dr. Aaron Talkett. He is the Stroke Program Medical Director at Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center, and Patrick Johnson, he is a stroke survivor from Florida. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And it is time to talk stroke. And so, Doctor, can you tell us some what we should be talking about now that it's that we should be realizing how serious stroke is?
Well, May is Stroke Awareness Month, and in cooperation with the National Stroke Association, they've created this campaign called Time to Talk, which is an effort to basically raise awareness of stroke, the stroke signs and symptoms, and of course, stroke treatments, and then get people encouraged about talking not only amongst their family, but friends to spread the word about what a stroke is and what we can do for it.
And why is it so important to have this conversation with everybody in your family or your close friends or whoever you do talk to about medical issues?
A stroke affects about 800,000 people in the United States every year. So we're going to know somebody, either personally or professionally, that has had a stroke or will have a stroke. So the more people that are talking about stroke and are aware of the signs and symptoms, the better chance that we have of going to of helping to fix them, because our treatments are going to be based on time. And the sooner we recognize those symptoms, the better chance that we're going to have for recovery.
So let's talk about the symptoms a little bit. And I want to go to Mr. Johnson. Did you know that you were having a stroke when you had one?
I did not know that. I was a little bit confused. I knew I had a serious problem, but it was my wife who immediately knew I was having a stroke.
And so what did you feel?
You know, the thing is, one thing that's important to know, I had no pain. There was no headache with a clot type of stroke. I had just gotten to bed after a middle-of-the-night bathroom trip. I looked at the time like I always do. My wife asked me the time, and when I replied, she noticed that my speech was very slurred, asked me what was wrong, and I said something like, I can't move. She turned on a light. Looked at my face, asked me to smile, and she called 911 immediately. I remember hearing her saying, my husband's having a stroke, and I remember thinking, oh, you know, that's what it is. And I'm a nurse, so it was very clinical. There was really no fear. There was no pain, but I was just lucky my family member recognized it.
I was going to say, your wife is a very smart lady.
Yes, she is.
And so, doctor, like Mr. Johnson said, his wife called 911 right away, and acting quickly is very important. Can you tell us why?
Yes, it's very important because for every minute that we have a stroke, 1.9 million brain cells are dying. So the longer we wait to just, you know, figure it out to see if, well, maybe this will go away or I'll sleep it off or I'll walk it off, which are common things that I've heard, that just means that that's that many more brain cells that are dying. So the sooner we can react to treating a stroke, the better chances and the less brain cells that are going to die. And that's why we have this three-hour window where we have to give that drug within the first 3 hours from when the symptoms began. A few people, we can go out to 4.5 hours, but the great majority of people have to be treated within 3 hours of the onset of symptoms.
Well, Mr. Johnson said that he didn't have a headache or anything that he recognized, I mean, as a nurse, symptoms of stroke. So what are the most common symptoms, and how do we remember those?
And I think it's important to reiterate what Patrick said, is that he didn't have pain, and that's a notable feature, is that the great majority of strokes are not going to be associated with pain. The classic symptoms are going to be drooping of one half of the lower side of the face, weakness or numbness on one side of the body, clumsiness on one side of the body, sudden onset of speech or language disturbance, sudden onset of visual changes where you lose vision in your eye or one half of both eyes. And then the best way to remember those symptoms is with the acronym FAST, F-A-S-T. So F standing for face, you just ask someone to smile and see if their lower half is drooping or not. A is for arms, you just ask the person to raise their arms in front of them, and if one of their arms is weaker or they can't raise it like the other one, you can do the same thing for the legs, then that's positive. And then S is speech. You just listen to them. Have them talk. Have them repeat something if it sounds like gibberish or it's slurred. And if any of those symptoms begin suddenly, the next thing you have to do is the T, which is recognize those symptoms and then look at a clock or your watch to figure out when they began and then call 911.
And so that's easy. Remember fast.
Yeah.
So, doctor, is there someplace that people can go if they want more information or if they need to get some help in getting the conversation started with their loved ones?
Sure. The National Stroke Association has their website. It's www.stroke.org/time-to-talk, and that's really patient-oriented in regards to education and awareness.
Okay. Doctor and Mr. Johnson, is there anything else that you wanted to add for our listeners?
The most important thing is recognize the signs and symptoms, act fast, and realize that there are treatments available.
Okay. So Dr. Aaron Talkett and Patrick Johnson, thank you so much for being my guests on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having
me. Okay, have a great day.
You too.